Test 73, Section 2, Question 12. Here we have another strength in plus. So the it says the chairperson should not have released the Election Commission's report to the public. Okay, that sounds like a conclusion. So they shouldn't have released it. For the chairperson did not consult any other members of the commission about releasing it before having it released, because chairperson didn't consult anyone else. So we want something that's going to say, if you don't consult anyone else, then you shouldn't release the report. So if you don't consult, then you shouldn't release. It would have been permissible for the chairperson to release the report only if most other members of the commission had given their consent first. Okay, so now this talks about consent, but it's saying it's permissible only if most of the others had given consent. So that would say if you don't have most others giving consent, then you shouldn't, it's not permissible to release. And so that would make it so that this argument is perfect, because if the chairperson didn't even consult them, then obviously they couldn't have given their consent, and therefore they definitely could not, it wouldn't be okay to release it. So A will make this perfect, and that looks like a great answer. I would take it and go, but let's look at the others. All of the other members of the commission had signed the report prior to its release. Well, it doesn't matter whether they signed it. It's whether or not that they consulted them about releasing it, not about the report itself. Chairperson would not have been justified in releasing the report if any of the members had serious doubts or reservations about the content. It's not about whether they had reservations. It's about whether they were consulted prior about releasing it. The chairperson would have been justified in releasing it only if each of the members would have agreed to its being released had they been consulted. The problem with that is that's still hypothetical. That's saying what would have happened. And it's not about what they would have said. It's about whether or not they were consulted. And so therefore D isn't quite right. Some members of the commission would have preferred that the report not be released to the public. Even if we assume that, that doesn't make the argument perfect, because we need an if-then that says if they weren't consulted, then it shouldn't have been released. And so A does turn out to be the right answer. Now, it's stronger than what's required, but that's okay, because this is a strength in plus and not an inference question.